Cadet Audio presents White American Youth, written and read by Christian Piccolini, with a foreword written and read by Joan Jett. To my buddy, my boys, and my Britain. Any intelligent fool can make things bigger, more complex, and more violent. It takes a touch of genius and a lot of courage to move in the opposite direction. E.F. Schumacher, Small is Beautiful.
Forward. The universal struggle for identity and belonging is what binds us all together. It is this search, ultimately, that makes us human, that makes us, especially as children, vulnerable. In the 1970s, when I was in the Runaways, the first all-female American rock band ever, I experienced all types of prejudice and bigotry as a woman. Sometimes it was all I could do not to give up altogether. But my guitar, along with my pen and my voice, led me out of that hollow fear and into a long and successful rock and roll career, one that, thankfully, I am still riding the powerful wave of today. Thanks in large part to Kenny Laguna, my producer, manager, close friend, and lifetime confidant, I have arrived at this level of commercial success and have been able to carve out a life in music. Kenny was then and still is very much a mentor to me. Without his direction and aid, I would not be where I am today. He believed in me when most others didn't. I met Christian Piccolini in 1996 while on tour in Chicago. I did not know about Christian then what I know now. We needed an opener, and when I saw his punk band, Random 55, warming up on stage, I saw something special in their style and knew from someplace deep inside that they were the right ones. I approached Christian, who seemed low and withdrawn, backstage after the set. He seemed sad for some reason, and I talked with him for a little while, throwing my arm around his shoulder, trying to assuage his fears. I sensed that Christian had been like me as a struggling teenager, in a dark place, searching for identity and belonging, acceptance. He needed someone to believe in him. Random 55 ended up going out on the road with us that year, becoming our opening act for a string of shows. Christian and I had many more meaningful conversations, and I like to think that some of what I had to say helped him cope with whatever he was going through. I will always recall his dedication to music.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?